Many people are afraid of public speaking. I get so many people say to me, Sam, how do you become so confident speaking in front of so many people? There are some theories and some reasons, and I'll explain as I go on. For many people, the thought of speaking publicly sends them into an instant panic, the fight, flight or fear. I've worked with people who will happily speak to a room full of children, but go into utter panic at the thought of public speaking. Even highly intellectual people with lots of qualifications and PhDs cannot bear the thought of speaking publicly. Why? It's often connected to a fear of judgment from others, that they might be thought of as less than or shown up as incompetent, particularly for those suffering with imposter syndrome. And I get this completely. I'm often speaking at conferences with Dr. So-and-so and Professor So-and-so, and then, oh, here's Sam from Devon. The feeling of being in the wrong lineup is big. Then there is the fear of failure. People think, what if my mind goes blank? What if my voice cracks? What if I have a coughing fit? What if the equipment doesn't work? What should I do? What should I say? There's also a school of thought that part of our fear is an evolutionary hangover where standing out from the tribe meant certain doom for us. So it's important to remember that these anxieties are normal. I have anxiety before every single speaking public event. I have all those fears I previously mentioned every single time. And that's good, because it actually makes me feel a little more vigilant and prepared, a little bit of cortisol. The key is I have strategies to manage those anxieties so they don't stop me from public speaking. Part of becoming a confident public speaker is accepting that anxiety is normal and natural. You won't get rid of it, but it will be reduced and stop being overwhelming. So there are three key factors, three elements to becoming a confident public speaker. Firstly, learn a strategy to manage your anxiety. Secondly, don't place your value, your worth, on your ability to speak confidently. Thirdly, practice, practice, practice. And finally, be honest. The best strategy I use is the So What public speaking technique, which is the worksheet with this resource. And I literally say this to myself each time and it works. It helps me manage my anxiety. Use it. The second one is really important as well. Your intelligence, your lovability, your capability and value is not related in any way as to how good a public speaker you are. And don't expect everyone to like you. There are people who can't stand the way I present, and that's okay. Everyone presents their message differently, and there will be people that we don't always connect with. What's important is that I recognise I can't please everyone, but also that it doesn't affect my worth. I still like myself and I'm still worthy of love, as are you. Thirdly, and look, this is incredibly boring and frustrating for you to hear, but literally the more you do it, the better you get. Except you won't be a perfect public speaker from the start. I'm still developing my skills and always looking to improve. Build up the length of time you speak and to the number of people you speak to. Practice in front of friends. One of the reasons I'm good at public speaking is because I'm a musician. I play the piano and I sing. And from a young age, I've performed in front of others, frequently getting it wrong. But we laughed about it. My family nickname for me was Les Dawson. For those of you who don't know, he was a famous comedian who made an act about playing the wrong notes on the piano. And we laughed. And I'm able to laugh at myself now. It really helps. I admit when I go wrong. And finally, be honest. And by that, I mean be you. Don't try to be someone you're not. And don't pretend to know things you don't know. If I go wrong, I acknowledge my mistake and I apologise. I'm also happy to say, I don't know if I'm asked a difficult question. It's okay. You can do this. Thank you for listening. And remember, you're amazing.